My guest at this time is former Virginia Governor and Senator George Allen. He is now a candidate for the 2012 Republican nomination for U.S. Senate again in the state of Virginia. And he is a considerable front runner at this point. And should he win the nomination, his likely opponent will be former Democratic Governor Tim Kaine. The two have issued very different reactions to Wednesday's announcement by President Obama that he is rejecting the congressional Republican push for a yes decision on constructing the Keystone XL pipeline from Canada all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico. So that's what we'll be talking about for the next few minutes. And, sir, thank you very much for being with us.
Well, it's good being with you, Greg, and all your listeners. And this Keystone pipeline is, I think, a great opportunity for Americans. Number one, there would be estimated 20,000 good-paying jobs created from it. More importantly, for American families and small businesses, we'd have a very secure supply of oil, which would mean, which would translate into more affordable gasoline, diesel prices, more affordable food prices, and there's a lot of families that are struggling, and there's fewer job opportunities in America. So this very negative political decision is highly disappointing, and it's though a continuation of the counterproductive energy policies that are really punishing working families and small business owners with unnecessarily high fuel and energy costs.
The explanation given by the administration and echoed by Governor Kaine was that this was essentially force-fed by the Republicans in Congress. So there hadn't been enough time for an environmental study, something Republicans vehemently deny is the case. They say there's been 3 years. But essentially, they're saying that this was a holiday-time politics by the Republicans that forced a decision before a decision was ready to be made, and that's why it had to be no. How do you react to that?
No, it's just absurd political posturing, and there's just more harmful foot-dragging from Washington. And then, again, the people who are hurt by this obstruction of this reliable source of oil from Canada are families that are paying higher fuel prices, food prices, product prices, where, you know, if oil production were higher, obviously we would have more in this country. We wouldn't be so vulnerable to what's going on in the Middle East with these folks be happy, or rather send our men and women to the Middle East to defend oil from there than build a pipeline and jobs here in America. This has been discussed and studied for years now, and they're just trying to put off making a decision. In fact, it's an adverse decision, and they're listening to the radical or the environmental extremists, and Tim Kaine has taken that position. It's just a ludicrous position to say we just need to delay this and stop this at this point because it's just wait and wait and wait. The American people are paying right now higher fuel prices, and Americans need relief now. There's an urgency for us to unleash our American energy resources for American jobs, more affordable energy, a more competitive country for investment and jobs, for our national security, and keeping the money here in the United States of America. And they're just playing, unfortunately, politics. And it's really the far left. Not all Democrats take the position of Tim Kaine and his rubber stamp agreement with President Obama. There are Democrat senators from West Virginia, from Louisiana, from North Dakota, Montana. A lot of the plain states are for this and realize this will be beneficial for jobs. Unions are for it. And anybody who drives a car, I think, is generally in favor of it as well.
Mr. Allen, in terms of the timetable on this, the rejection of it now, according to some Democrats, says that doesn't mean that this is over. It just means that they need more time and the president wasn't ready to make a move on this now. On the more cynical side, some folks say he just doesn't want to anger his environmental friends in an election year, and that once the election's over, he'll probably do this. Is that a silver lining to consider that this still might happen down the road?
Well, his initial reaction to all of this is that President Obama and his supporters like Tim Kaine were saying, well, let's put off a decision on this until after the election. So obviously there was a political calculation, and the question is who do they want to not offend? I don't have a great deal of faith that this administration, with their policies and the number of permits that has been reduced in the Gulf of Mexico, for example, is going to be on the side of those of us who want to be having access to, whether it's American or Canadian, resources. They have their EPA formulating this cap-and-trade energy tax scheme, which is a direct attack on coal. They have said no to Virginia. We want to be able to explore for oil and natural gas off our coast and then use those revenues, is my proposal, for roads and transportation. I've advocated this for many years, and the Obama administration, along with Tim Kaine's support, has said no to Virginia and shut down the whole eastern seaboard, including Virginia, which is the lead state in trying to get that get after those resources. So, they're not making decisions that are helpful to working families, for those who use electricity, or those who drive a car or use any products that are transported by truck. So everyone's being harmed by it. Whether you're a farmer, whether you're a consumer, whether you're a business owner, everyone's being harmed by these counterproductive policies from the Obama administration. So there's really, I don't have a great deal of comfort that after the election they would make any decision that's inconsistent with this decision. This was a great opportunity for the president to say, yes, okay, we're going to go forward with this. Let's make sure that is taking the path that has the least environmental disruption to it. But it's not as if pipelines haven't been built throughout the country. They're all over the place. And so they can be done safely and take into consideration certain sensitive areas or wildlife areas and so forth. And that ought to be done. And then that would have been a very simple proviso. He could have said, okay, I'm approving this. You can start moving on it as soon as we, you know, work out some of the details and some of the alignments, let's say, through the sand hills of Nebraska, and those sort of modifications could be made in the route. But at least we're giving a green light to it, as opposed to saying no, that we're going to come up with another excuse to foot drag on it.
Last question before we let you go, sir, and you and I have talked energy policy many times, even before you announced your candidacy to return to the Senate. How big of an issue do you expect that to be this year, given that fuel prices right now are double what they were when the president took office?
It's a big issue. And I hear it from so many people, Greg, particularly those who live in the suburbs, outer suburbs, rural areas where people drive long distances to work and they're ferrying their children around to various activities. These high gas prices are really hurting lower and middle income working families. And it's affecting the price of food and people's quality of life. And the fact that people are paying $10, $20 more every time they fill up for fuel, this is really harming and hurting and punishing families. And so it's an issue that people understand. And people also recognize, when I'm speaking to them, I said, look, we ought to thank God that we're blessed with the most energy resources of any country in the world. And the only thing that's impeding the unleashing of our energy resources under our land and under our water and the resources of the creative people of America is a lack of political will. And if people hire me on to fight for them in Washington, I'm going to be a dog, like a dog on a bone on energy, because it influences and can positively impact our lives in so many positive ways that it's just, to me, such neglect, so harmful, so unnecessary to punish American families with these unnecessarily high oil prices and gasoline prices, energy prices, and all the products we consume.
Sir, that's one of many critical issues that we'll be tracking through your campaign and all the others going on throughout the year. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Well, thank you, Greg. And I think most people understand, let's keep our money here in the United States of America. Let's get in control of our own energy destiny. Let's make sure we have common sense conservatives leading the way. And I appreciate you letting me get my views out to your great listeners.
Former Virginia Governor and Senator George Allen, he's a candidate for the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate in Virginia again this year. He would face former Governor Tim Kaine in November if, in fact, he's the nominee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.